Today's Tanya for the 13th of Elul to the 12th of Elul, Yud Beis Elul, begins in Agedas HaKedesh, Simen Yud Dalad. This letter is also about Tzedakah, but primarily about Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ahava Yishono V'chibas Eretz HaKedesh. To arouse the old love and affection for the land of Israel, for the Holy Land, lihiyeis be'eretz kedesh be'esh, that it should burn like a fire, mekedev yishvelev omeg, from the inner man, from the depth of the heart, ki'ilu hayeim mamesh nosan Hashem ruchi aleinu, as if it was today that God moved us with ruach nediva, with a spirit of giving, of generosity. That the people would donate with an abundant, generous hand, as in the past, to arouse that old love. Where in the past, there was a love for Israel, and people would give generously with an increase year after year. Heilach ve'eilo l'mayla reish, constantly growing and adding, k'midas kedesh ha'elyon ha'meyel eretz ha'kedesh, in response to the holiness that is revealed in the Holy Land. In other words, the generosity of godliness in the Holy Land, ha'meschadesh u'mesrabe tamid, that is renewed and increased constantly. This Kedesh HaElyon is the level of Chachma, the divine Chachma, that is revealed in the Holy Land and is constantly renewed and increased. Kedachsiv, as it says, Tomid Eini Hashem Elikachabo Medeshis Hashona V'ad Achrishona, that God's eye is constantly upon the land from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And God's eye, seeing, is related to Chachma, the mind's eye. And that's the Kedesh HaElyon, the supreme holiness that is revealed in the Holy Land. Dehai v'ad achris, einim uvin l'chedem. And the statement, till the end of the year, from the beginning of the year, till the end of the year, needs explanation. Shaharei b'achris shana zu, maschele shana shniyah. Because at the end of this year, the next year begins. And he already said that this presence of God's eye on the land is constant. So if it's constant, it doesn't end at the end of the year. It carries over into the next year. So what is the meaning of from the beginning of the year until the end of the year? It should instead say, God's eye is upon it forever. Why break it down into beginning of year and end of year if it's going to carry over into the next year anyway? Ach yuva inyan yuvan apim ashekosuv Hashem b'chochma yosad oretz. We will understand this based on the pasuk that says that b'chochma yosad oretz, that God established the earth with chochma. Sheyseid ha'eretz ha'oyeino, eretz means malchus. Malchus being the final attribute of the ten attributes, so it is the earth, the ground on which the others are built. So yeseid ha'eretz ha'oyeino, hibechinas memalo kol almin. The earth, eretz, as it is in the divine attributes, is the Oiz that is memalikol almin, because malchus comes down into the lower world and clothes itself in the world. Vahatachteino, and the eretz, that is the earthy eretz, he eretz chayfetz, which is the land of Israel, that is called the desired land, hamechuvenes kenegda mamish, that is exactly directly opposite of the higher edits, the divine edits, they are lined up one opposite the other because of their similarities. V'nikra al shmo Eretz HaChayim. And that's why the land, the Eretz here below, meaning Eretz Yisrael, is called Eretz HaChayim, which is really the name of the divine Eretz, of the attribute of Malchus in the higher world. But because they are similar, they go by the same name. Hinehu nimshach mehamshoch hasra ha'oras. Chochmo ilo, they come, this union of Eretz comes from a revelation of Chochmo ilo, mokir ha'chayim ho'yen, which is the origin of the divine life, of life in the higher world. Kidachsiv ha'chochmo t'chayi ba'leha. As it says, Chochma gives life to those who have it. So Chochma is the life behind the Malchus, which is called Eretz, in the higher worlds. And this revelation of Chochma, he mischadeshes be'er chodesh mamesh b'chol shana v'shana, is renewed, there's a new light every year. Because God and His Chachma are one. The Nikra B'Shem Eir Ein Seif Baruch Hu, and it is called Eir Ein Seif, the Chachma of God's Chachma is called Eir Ein Seif, She Ein Seif the Ein Ketz L'Mayla Segdula Sa'eir, because there is no limit and there is no end to the greatness of this light, the Hachayus and life. Hanimshach mimenu yizbarichu mechachmasei, that comes from God and His Chachma. Be'ili achar ili adein ketz v'tachlis, higher and higher, without any end, without any limit, l'zeim ha'mayleis l'mayla mayla, until the height of heights, higher and higher. So that every year there is a new light and a higher light, because it comes from an endless source, and so each year there can be an increase without any end, without any limit. In the Hayim Yeng for the 12th of Elul, for Yud Beis Elul, the Rebbe writes, Hemshech Hagodul Hayadua B'Shem B'Shoa Shehekdimu Tofresh Ayim Beis, the long Hemshech, the series of Maimonim that is known as B'Shoa Shehekdimu of Te'ezav of the year Tofresh Ayim Beis, this long series of my modern Hischel Amur Leimrei, my father began saying it, Yem Aleph the Chag HaShavuos Tofresh Ayin Beis B'Lubavitch, on the first day of Shavuos of Tofresh Ayin Beis in Lubavitch, 1912, on the English calendar. V'Sayimrei Shabbos Parshas Vayeda Tofresh Ayin Vov B'Rostov, and he completed or concluded the series of Maimonim on the Shabbos of Parshas Vayeda in the year Tofresh Ayin Vov 1915, and it was in the Stov. The Maimer HaMaschil, and it concluded with the final Maimer that began with the words Vashem Omar HaMechasa Ani Me Avraham Ubei Kuf Mem Dalet Maimonim, and altogether it contained 144 Maimonim. The Yesh Biksuvim Chelik Sheni Shalei Omrei V'loi Nechlak L'Maimodim, and in the manuscript there exists a second section which the Rebbe did not say orally, and it is not divided into individual Maimodim.